Hiya, hello wrestling fans, and welcome to the 1986 canon. I'm Joe Morata. That is Michael Quinn.
Howdy.
Hello there, Michael. This is for WWF Superstars of Wrestling, September 27th, 1986.
Is this a new taping?
This is a new taping.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, we are going to be from Baltimore this time around.
So finally we're in the, like, this is what Superstars is, not the, like, it's shiny, it's new, and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's like, we're figuring it out.
We've established it now, three episodes here. Thank you guys for being with us. If you're stumbling across us for the first time on YouTube or perhaps the audio feed, well, I'd be surprised. But if you are, I'm going to explain what we do here. Each week, we take a look. We're going to bring up on the video scope here in a second, Superstars, okay? And then we do talk over it.
Yeah.
And we just want to be clear about that. If you just want to watch the show yourself, you can either very nicely ask for the video file, and maybe I'll send it to you, or find it. But we are going to talk over the show.
Right.
So just turn it off now if you don't want to hear that. We completely understand it's not a big deal. We don't take offense, right?
No offense.
No offense taken.
It's all for fun.
It is all for fun. Those of you that know what we do here, perhaps you like what you're going to hear. If you want more of it, you can get that at patreon.com/OVP podcast. We have a couple of things that we do over there, right, Quinn?
Yes.
We have Canon Plus. Mm-hmm. That's plus means more.
The plus.
There's extra stuff. Every month we do like a longer show, like a 2-hour special, sometimes even more than that, that complements what you're seeing in the weekly canon. Now, the last one we did, the one that just came out, was Richard Land joined us. That was a big surprise. There was a big reveal.
There's a lot of shite.
He gave us intentionally a lot of shite from September of 86. It was called Fish and Cleeps, we called it.
It was some horrible stuff.
It was. But the next one coming up in a couple of weeks, Saturday night's main event from October of 86.
Yeah.
Now we're talking, and it's got commercials.
Ooh.
That'll be coming up in less than 2 weeks, folks. All of these specials, it's got WrestleMania 1, WrestleMania 2, patreon.com/OVP podcast on the $2 tier. It also includes the 82 to 85 canons. We've done all of those episodes already.
Mm-hmm.
This channel only has 86, but 82 to 85, you want to get that, get the specials. The other thing is, on the $5 tier, not only do you get all the things we just mentioned, but you get monthly, pay-per-view reviews. Every WWF pay-per-view.
The PPV.
Yes, the PPV, they call it on the streets. That has been reviewed in order since the first WrestleMania. We're currently up to April 97 in your house, and coming up next weekend, May 97, a cold day in hell, Quinn.
Very thrown together pay-per-view.
We watched these Raws, all three of them.
The Raws are great.
The Raws are great, but they're barely focusing on half the shit on this pay-per-view.
Right.
It's going to be an interesting watch. I haven't seen the show in probably 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I ever saw it.
It's a weird logo.
Like, very weird.
Very hacky.
Very hacky, haphazard even, yeah. If you will. But anyway.
It's like, we just have to do this.
It's kind of what this one feels like.
We're contractually obligated.
But I'll tell you what, folks. Listen, here's the best deal. You can get all the pay-per-view reviews, Canon Plus, the 82 to 85. It's actually free for a week. An honest-to-God, real free trial at patreon.com/OVP podcast. All you have to do is click that free trial button, and if you already have a Patreon account, you'll just get in.
Right.
If you don't want to keep it, if you never want to pay us for anything, that's totally fine.
It's understandable.
We don't have any problem with that. You just cancel it within a week, and you will never be charged, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Patreon.com/OVP podcast. The other thing that we do is a retro pop culture show. This is called Acid Wash Memories. It comes out every single Monday. It's an audio podcast. The latest one that came out was part two of our Seinfeld Chronicle, if you will.
Seinfeld.
Yes, Seinfeld, where we covered seasons 4 and 5. But coming up on Monday for episode number 69, nice, is going to be The Internet.
Yeah, The Internet.
Remember it? You ever heard of it? We're talking all about the history of the internet and how we got to where we are. That is on Acid Wash Memories. Quinn, a new week in the canon means a new week in the calendar. What do we got?
What week is this again?
September 27th.
Tommy Lasorda.
Okay, yeah. Noted WrestleMania 2 alum.
On the 22nd. And Ray Charles, another noted WWF superstar.
Happy birthday. That's great.
Ray Charles.
This is the last we'll be seeing of September. In fact, Quinn, next week, we will enter the fourth quarter of 1986, the home stretch.
4Q.
Yeah, 4Q. You're the number one Q.
That's the professional way of saying it.
That's how you say it. Mm-hmm. Let's bring up the scope here and see what's going on in... let's not, because it didn't work right. Hang on.
I see PGR quality, though.
I do. That is a promising thing. Yeah. Let me just switch my display, and as we do that...
I thought we were done for with that, with Superstars.
Did you?
Yeah.
That means
we don't have to deal with Fink, like... Shut up.
Yeah, because this is the Australian Australian and New Zealand feed, yeah. Right? PGR. All right, without any further ado, the scope of 3, 2, 1, scope. There it is. The logo, the PGR, everything is perfect here. As we get into the second taping.
I think they
even
moved the PGR quality. It's on the right. It's on the left.
It's on the left now. This is WWF Superstars of Wrestling, September 27th, 1986.
It's going to start.
Eventually.
Okay.
Sounds good. Pretty yeah. good, really.
It's always... PGR quality is like the gold fucking standard.
I love it. Little seltzer. This is yeah. lemon seltzer. It's not that good.
It really is the best. If you can find PGR quality, folks...
Oh, get it.
Yeah, get it.
By the way, we know that that's the rating for New Zealand or Australia. We're just joking around, okay?
I thought it was the network.
Whatever. Oh, yeah. Look at Jesse. Look at our coats. Coats. Do you think those red coats are a little bold?
Yeah. But that's by design, though, yeah. because they like glow on a CRT.
Yeah, they look great on a CRT.
Yeah.
This intro is still tremendous. Mm-hmm. Listen to this quality. Get a little bass action here.
Hit that NES. Yeah. There you go.
Love the intro. Not tired of it yet. Gonna take a while.
It's not Thriller.
It's not Thriller. We've got this until like May of 89, though, so we'll probably get tired of it eventually.
Like 2 more weeks.
Yeah.
It's like, are they gonna change it?
I know. Let's see what we got on tap, though. We heard some rumblings about a new superstar from Slick or something, a surprise.
Did they say that?
Yeah. In our first matchup, and we're going to have all kind of excitement. That's right.
The big debate because they had to set it up or whatever was going on.
They were preparing.
Yeah. AKA, we were going to do it at the next taping.
Yep. Kamala, who came back recently. It's awesome.
It's awesome.
Awesome.
Tito Santana.
Generic picture.
Does it say Ariba in like faded font behind him?
I think so. It's Jimmy Jack Funk, and there's no love lost. And I don't care. Ooh, Slick. So dapper, Quinn.
Wait. Hazard to guess what it might be, Bruno. It's got some surprise. Okay. Who knows? I don't know what he does.
Oh, no.
There is a man. Is he going to wrestle?
Superstar Billy is he? I don't think so.
Billy I thought he has like one match before his like hip falls off or whatever.
He does, but I think it's in November. I could be wrong. I don't remember. Harley Race,
the king of all wrestling.
Been seeing a lot of him lately, huh?
I feel like they've said he's going to be on the show 100 times, and he never is. Like,
it's just like
they just show that picture. Yeah, like, he exists.
He's the king. All right, nice
get
looking
that mic working. Think. Okay.
Yep. That's Troy Martin.
I gotta say, the way they've done the arena though, it's kind of hard to tell they changed arenas. I think that there's like a uniformity.
Oh, you mean from last week? I thought you meant from Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
Wait, Mike Kelly. That's Troy Martin though. That's Shane Douglas.
Didn't they say Troy Martin?
No, they said Mike Kelly.
Wait, go back. Didn't the Cryon say? Go back.
Mike Kelly. It says it on the Cryon. His opponent.
Oh, huh.
That's Shane Douglas.
Yeah, I guess it's just a job or name change.
They're just like, you're not Troy Martin. We don't need you to use your real name, buddy. Yeah, you're going to be Mike Kelly today. So he's fighting Harley Race.
Well, when you're just starting out, you just take what they give you.
Apparently,
you're Mike Kelly now.
Or when you leave ECW and you come back in, that you take what they give you also. Yeah. Dean Douglas! Yeah, you're right. I mean, it looks more uniform, although I could see...
Is Shane Douglas considered, like, a bad dude or something? Like, I don't know, like, his reputation outside of wrestling, or is he just kind of, like... He's just a dude that traveled, essentially.
I honestly don't know about his, you know, reputation at all. Yeah. Honestly, I really don't know anything.
People seem to want to talk to him, so I can't see him being that bad. You know what I mean? Like, he gets a lot of people ask him things, like interviews and shoots, that kind of thing.
Saddam Hussein was interviewed.
I just mean if you get it a lot from the wrestling press, I'm sure there's... he must be pretty open to talking about stuff.
I guess. I mean, I know he's opinionated. I know that much. What do you think, Quinn, of King Harley Race?
I haven't seen any results from it yet, so I have no clue what to think. Like,
do you find it... Because this is sometimes debated. Is it... insulting to Harley Race?
I don't think it's insulting. I think it's meant to be a way to like put a stamp on him. Like, really what I think the purpose of it is so Harley Race is a known commodity back then, especially back then,
yeah,
as like a former longtime world champion.
Yep, Snapmare by
I've
Race.
I've always sensed it as a way to not have him fight Hulk. Where
right.
they put something like, oh, the prestigious like king of wrestling. Like, he doesn't need to fight the world champion.
Right,
he already is the king, right? That's like why they do it.
That makes sense.
Plus, it adds a little Healy stuff to him, but like...
And the crown is stupid on purpose, right?
Right, but I do think like part of it is just to say like He doesn't need the world title.
I like that. Because I think under us, I heard Jesse saying, like, does that put Harley Race a step above Hogan?
You exactly. Know, that type of you thing. Want to put that question in there, right? Right? Like it's that. Like, because then you just, because it makes it so he can feud with other people.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Dave Hebner's our referee, by the way, the good Hebner.
Yeah.
Bobby looks on.
That happens in promotions all the time where they have two talents that are world title level and they just need to find an excuse for them not to fight. Right?
I mean, they do eventually, but it's not until 87,
right.
These two. It's a while. Beautiful double underhook there by Race. This is looking better the way it's shot and lit than last time.
Right.
It does look more standardized, but I think this is already an upgrade the way they're shooting it.
How many years before Harley would properly retire? Isn't he only, he's in the last like 3 years or something?
I want to say he retires for good, besides maybe like a one-off in 91.
Oh, it's that late? I thought it was like 88 or something.
His last WWF match was 89, but he goes on a couple years after that. Fisherman suplex, that'll do it.
Uh-huh.
One, two, three. Beautiful.
Well, I didn't assume WWF is where he ended, because a lot of guys, they'll make a little extra bucks on the indie circuit. Little coin before they go away for good.
Like,
that's usually the retirement plan for a wrestler.
I swear we saw him back in the old OVP days in some promotion. Like, it might have been Grand Prix. I don't know. We saw him in
weird
promotion.
Anything to add to the retirement account.
Fuck
right?
It, it's like, yeah.
Hey, you want to pay me? I don't give a shit. Like,
well, hey, the pacing you like, yeah. Quinn, that was a quickie.
That's exactly what I want.
Just bring on the stuff. We want to see more stuff.
I actually always appreciate when a wrestler's in the about-to-retirement phase where they're just kind of like, basically they're like a free agent. They'll just be like,
whatever.
Well, they'll just fucking take anything.
I don't know if that's because they want to, though. They just need the money.
Well, I mean, I feel like when you're a guy like Harley Race who was successful long enough, it's just padding at that point as far as finances are
probably
concerned. Like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. You might be right about that. Lemon seltzer.
It's just like every little thing I can do
might
before,
as well.
Before I can't do it anymore.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Here's our update. Elizabeth's still topless on the cover there.
One of the most electrifying stars of the World Wrestling Federation is the Dragon Ricky Steamboat.
What are they going to say about the Dragon?
When does the Dragon transition to Macho Man?
December?
Oh, is that late? I always thought it was like an October thing or something. Or is it close, even September?
I think it's December, that match.
Really?
Oh, look at him doing
the
karate.
Ninja. Wow.
Look at real ninja with sneakers.
Wow, two ninjas.
Two whole ninjas. He'd beaten them both, Quinn.
This is such a great idea. Could you imagine kids back then seeing this? They're like, this is fucking awesome.
I think you're right. If you were a kid back then, folks, let us know. Because I think
dude, when
Quinn's
I was
right.
A kid, if I saw a dude beating up ninjas, I'd be like, that's a badass.
Well, like, yeah, you're right.
Like,
or ninjas
I mean?
Beating up dudes. Either way.
Also, he's like dressed like Bruce Lee.
Oh, that's definitely what they're going for.
Yeah.
The Dragon.
He's
of course.
Beating the shit out of these guys. Look at this.
Good. Oh, sticks. Got him.
Fucking awesome.
K.O.
Three.
Oh, no.
Look, now there's like viewers. Like people are like, is he good enough?
Yeah, look at that. The kids.
Yeah.
Heat, come on. All right. Nice double arm drag
no,
there by
in,
Steamboat.
Like, they're in like robes. Like they're monks. Like
oh,
it's fucking
monks?
Mortal Kombat or something. Like, it's like, let's see if he passes the test.
What do you think? Shang Tsung is out there somewhere? Oh, got him
know.
In a bear hug. Oh, reverse crescent kick.
Got him in a beer hug.
We got him in a bear hug. Do a barrel roll. Jerry was a race car driver.
Yeah.
Anyway, oop, kick,
oh,
dope,
shit.
Doink. Got to give Steamer some credit. He's the choreography is going off without a hitch.
Yeah.
Right?
I think this is kind of, I actually like that. I was a fan of that.
It's unique.
Well, because the thing is like, this is the phase where they're transitioning to like, we're like action heroes or something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Wrestling is like for kids and
we
stuff.
We got cartoons and action figures.
I think
and,
it's awesome
yeah.
If you have like a ninja style
yeah.
Or, you know, like a karate fighting character,
sure.
Right? It's they, like, you got to have one of those.
Oh. Superstar Billy okay. Graham. Hey, man,
I dig them earrings. Oh, Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, God, we said they would interact.
Because, see,
yep.
Jesse the Body,
I love you.
You took those earrings from Superstar Billy Graham. You took the tie dye from
they are
Superstar
leaning
Billy
into
Graham.
The, like, they're the same thing.
He's doing
Billy
it already.
And you took my rap from Superstar Billy Graham. I guess you do like I am the superstar.
That's it.
Jesse had surprised face at the end.
Yeah. So you suck. You stole from me.
I bet you Jesse was just loving that because
oh,
he got to hung out with it with his like big inspiration.
Big inspiration. Hey, look, your boy. Your big
Bradley.
Inspiration.
Yeah.
Bob Bradley.
Jesse's like starstruck during the interview.
I love Billy Graham.
I always wanted to be him. That's who I shaped myself after.
Oh, no.
Who's this?
Paradise Valley, Arizona. It is Billy Graham. You were right.
He's going to wrestle.
Oh, no, this isn't going to be good.
How do you know?
Quinn, first of all...
We don't know before he gets hurt.
Billy Graham's not good on a good day in the 70s.
What are you talking about? I loved him against Bob Backlund when he was...
I mean, I like him as a...
Karate Graham.
A charisma worker, but... He looks like he can barely walk already.
Well, let's let him get to the ring. It didn't break yet, Joe.
You're being very optimistic.
Well, because I just assume that... Okay, this is my weird assumption. Is he
coming out to Bad to the Bone, by the way?
He is. Yeah, like Problem Child or whatever.
Fuck?
No, but I just assume that he's like... This might be stupid, that he's like the same as when we saw him like 3 years ago until like the injury happens and he's like fucked up. Like,
well, how was he in Crockett or wherever? Where did he go?
I don't think he was... I don't think he went to Crockett. I thought the whole story is that this injury is what broke him. Like he was just normal up to this point.
I don't remember the story, folks. You can let us know. I'm totally fine with that. But
so he's leaning into the face now. Like he's gonna be full face.
He's supposed to be classic Billy Graham, except a face. But you know what I think happened? Again, could be wrong. Wasn't he already injured and didn't tell them, or they like didn't care?
I don't know.
He doesn't look like he's walking right.
You're right. He could already be injured.
I think he already is, and they knew, or he knew. I can't remember.
Well, see, by the way, a real pro, if they were injured, he'd do that shit where you high-five everyone to kind of kill time, and then like everyone's like on your side.
Yeah.
So in case he buckles, like everyone's like, oh, no.
And it's a short match.
Yeah. That's such a fucking wrestler thing to do.
Absolutely. Well, there he is, Billy Graham.
That's a real pro, if you ask me.
He already
garnered all the sympathy.
He did. He looked 60 when he was 45, 42 or whatever he is here, 43. John Bonello is a referee.
He is still pretty built.
He's doing the ear cup gimmick.
He's the prototype for these guys.
Did he do that in the 70s, though?
I don't know.
I know Ivan Putski did. Maybe other people just did.
I'll give him this. He's still big.
Well, of course. Steroids are still legal.
He's still Hogan size. Like,
I don't know if he's that big. Well, I don't know. All right, lock up here. Graham and the horrible green tights.
I think he's bigger than we last saw him.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, nice eye gouge.
So I don't know. Like, is it this match where just his knees implode or whatever happens?
I think it's a hip injury, but right. I think he already has a hip injury, and then he just... takes time off after this because this was terrible. But I could be wrong. It might be a different match. I don't remember.
I bet he's in this weird phase right now where everyone's like honored to work with him because he's like the legend or whatever.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You don't think he's just here because he needs some money?
This is back in the day when the former champion was like considered something.
Well, Bruno still is, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I think Billy Graham's supposed to be like a draw here.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I think they have somewhat of a new one. I'm not saying no one remembers them. That's not what I'm saying. But they have a lot of new people watching by the fall of 86.
But I'm sure there's dads in the crowd saying, like, he was Hulk Hogan before Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, right? I'm sure there is.
You know what I mean?
I'm sure there are, yeah. This is not good,
Which
though.
Makes, in turn, then the kids are like, whoa. Like, it's like, he's like, you know.
I get it. Oh, bear hug. Is this it? Because this was terrible. Billy, he's...
He does look like he's... Something's wrong with him.
He could barely move, Quinn. That was sad. I'll give it this.
He got through it, though.
He got through it. That was just tough.
I guess now that I'm older, I just have a little more like sympathy if like he really is hurt. Like I respect that he's trying to get out there. Like,
no, I mean, I get that. Yeah. I just again, folks, let us know the story in the YouTube comments or wherever. It's fine. I don't remember it, but I know that he doesn't last. If he lasts beyond this match, it's not long before.
He's on the edge of, like, like he's not okay.
No, and then he comes back again and wrestles in 87, remember? And then they do an angle where they injure him, and then he becomes a manager.
Gotcha.
And then he's bad at that.
I thought that was the whole thing, right? Is, like, this happened, and they thought, okay, let's let him go heal up and then come back for realsies.
But he wrestles again.
Yeah.
But he's horrible still. He just couldn't go anymore. It happens.
Right. I think, honestly, though, and I really don't blame Vince. I think it would be a real coup to have Superstar Graham and Hulk Hogan and all these people like at the same time.
Oh, I understand that.
Because the marketing on Superstar Graham is probably awesome.
It's just like, it's a shame that he looks old.
He does.
He really does. It's not his fault. He just looks old.
I still think they could have pushed him as the legendary version of Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan's dad.
Yeah, like they could have tag teamed or some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I wonder if they ever did in like 87. I don't think so.
I guarantee you that was in the plans.
It probably
they
was.
Probably were like the superpowers or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like
Hogan
like,
and Bruno tagged.
What if that was the initial plan for the Mega Powers, that it would be Hulk Hogan and Superstar Graham?
We'd all be worse for the wear. WrestleMania 5. Here's Ken Resnick. I got a very important update.
Gun and headhunter against Leaping Lanny.
I glued the hair of my neck to my head.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
There's your whisper.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Rowdy Roddy Piper. And the Intercontinental title.
How much longer he's terrible?
Macho Menace at the Metal
Not terrible.
He's fun to make fun of, but he's not good.
I think he's good. Oh, God, no.
Oh, yeah, here he is.
Speaking of how much longer.
The only way to start, you know, my heart's beating rhythm and my soul keeps singing the blues. And my temperature's riding, the jukebox is blowing a fuse. Woo! Randy Savage, I want to tell you.
That's from Roll Over Beethoven. That's a Chuck Berry song.
I'm going to take the belt.
Remember, he wrote all this.
He's not Elvis. That's not Elvis.
He's not. He never said he was, Joe.
You're not going to be pushing that girl around anymore. And I'm going to make sure
Elvis impersonating him. He's the original.
I love that he has a feud with Randy Savage in 86. And he's like, you're not, you sick for touching Elizabeth.
Pink Cadillac. I'm going to have the top down.
How? You know what my question is? If Elvis imitated him, how old is this man?
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, he was doing rock and roll in the 50s? Yeah. Really?
I'm going to feel much better when I ride out of town.
Is this like post his music career?
Yeah, he hung it up, you know?
He got all his hits. Like, everyone copied him.
Including Roll Over Beethoven, apparently.
Cowboy Bob Orton.
Ace Cowboy Bob Orton.
That's going to be so great. I could eat three pieces of gum at once.
Yeah, what is this?
Is
that SD Jones?
No.
Oh, Tony Park.
Oh, remember him? Because I don't. Who the hell is that?
To be led towards the ring is Kamala. By his manager, the Wizard.
Yeah.
Yes. So he's officially the Wizard.
When he said to be led toward the ring immediately, I was like, oh, Kamala.
Kamala. Kamala has to be led to the ring, you know?
Yeah.
How
so,
the hell?
Wait, is Kim Chi just gone now?
Good.
Why?
How long does Curtis Iaquea last? I know it's not long.
Oh, there he is.
There
he's still around.
So I guess that's the official switch to kimchi is the 86 run, because it was still Friday in 84.
Well, in WF. Who knows if kimchi existed elsewhere, because Kamala's like in 100 different places.
And Friday might exist elsewhere after this, for all we know. I know Curtis Iaquea is not long for this place.
Why did they like not like him? Like, what was the, what's their
I don't
issue?
I know if that's what it was, or if he just left. They like putting him on promos.
Curtis Iaquea has a very territorial way about him. Like, a very much,
yes,
like,
ambiance.
Scare the locals kind of thing.
He
going
does,
on.
And like a 50s
It doesn't really
mentality.
Work with the touring WWF. Like,
that's a good point. Look at that mask. Very fancy,
ooh,
very colorful.
A lot of colors there, Kamala's mask.
Yeah.
So they're clearly setting up like a Hogan match here, right?
Rightfully
like, oh,
so.
Have to take out Kamala.
That's a tailor-made Hogan opponent,
oh,
though.
Oh, yeah, big fat guy.
Hell yeah, big monster.
Perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. When you take it off, Bruno, what do you think? I think it's stupid. I don't want him to keep it on.
But Kamala is very much a house show main event for Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
Enemy, right?
It's he's probably one of the ideal types, you know,
right.
Like just a big monster that doesn't lose. Now, he didn't fight him in 84, did he? Maybe he did. I don't remember.
Hogan fought like everyone, but we didn't see any of it. Remember, it was like very mysterious
shows,
what Hulk Hogan was doing.
In 84, especially. Yeah. What color is he wearing? You know what I mean?
Like, is he even fighting?
Is he fighting?
I don't even know.
Hey, Dan Davis is a referee.
Oh, of course. So Vince is going to bitch for no reason. It's like he did a thing. It's like, what?
Yeah, it kept happening.
Yeah.
Or is, what
he keeps saying he's doing stuff, and we look every week, and nothing ever happens.
He's just being a regular ref, when I can tell. But I like that.
Time has a problem controlling the mighty Kamala, does he?
No, he said kimchi.
I'll start blaming Danny Davis for it.
Nice.
Why didn't he end the match?
What an asshole. Oh, belly tap.
Like nothing different's happening.
What does the belly tap mean?
That's like he's getting ready to do something mean, I think.
Okay, so he's just like a warning?
He's like gearing up.
Okay.
I think that's how he hypes himself up.
Oh, it's for himself. Okay,
yeah.
It's a little self-love. I got you.
Self pump up.
He's bitching about Davis.
I've never seen one.
He counted and then Kamala broke.
Look at Davis. I think
what is he talking about?
I think he's doing an extraordinary job in there. I don't doing what a referee should do. Stay out of the
look, he is breaking shit up.
I wish Bruno was like, Vince is just breathing, like, or something, like just the voice of reason.
Vince, this has been a referee to me. What is this?
Him up in the air
All right. Like, Jess is like, he's great. We can't trust
him. Yeah, like, a little too much, right?
Like, it's just like, I don't know. I thought he's doing just, that's a normal ref.
I didn't notice anything in the Davish.
No,
all right.
No, it's anything out ordinary.
This is a big deal, this move in 86, Quinn. Yeah. The big splash by.
Is this, are they going to do the thing where he, like, one, they're going to stretcher out everyone every week?
They should.
Because I know that starts happening with Kamala.
Well, I mean,
in this run,
if they stretch it out, people from Snuka's Splash in 82, there's no reason they can't sell it here.
By the way, I have to chuckle a little bit about Kamal's a little overly safe with it. He tries to land on his knees, like, really? He doesn't want to kill them, basically.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I've seen his splash plenty of times from the top. It never looks good.
Because he's too safe. He's too conservative with it. Like,
yeah, yeah. But it just doesn't look good that way. Yeah. Like, I appreciate him not hurting people.
Right. He does like a, like, you can just see, like, he's trying to protect them shit.
You see him land on his knees first and then just, like, fall onto them, kind of. Here, we'll see it. See how it looks in slow-mo. Like,
he's too safe.
Look. Yeah. It just doesn't look as good, but whatever. I don't care. I like Kamala's run so far. He's looks dominant. So we'll have to see. We're just rolling through this show, man.
This is how I like
this
it.
This is what we waited all these years
WWE
for.
WWE speed.
Oh. Good Lord. Wait, was this recorded in the sky? And
former tag team champion. Is this the big announcement?
Do they even announce it?
I don't know. Western Europe. And
Fred Blassie, Western Europe.
Quite an honor to have you and your entourage, as I said before, here on the Sky Channel.
I feel that they're the greatest tag team in the history of wrestling. Nikolai Volkoff.
It could be.
Very bold.
Now,
yeah.
Co-managed by my good friend
mustache.
Flick.
Yes.
He bought half the team. You know what I'm talking about?
The gin man, I respect you.
I respect you.
Out of the action. Slick, welcome to the Sky Channel, sir.
Nikolai Volkoff, the
immediately.
Iron Sheik, two of the most prestigious and honorable
men. They're very prestigious.
How much have you loved this team?
They're my favorites.
I love them.
I love them so much. They're so stupid. It's amazing.
They're great.
The very mention of their name has stricken fear in the
I would say if there's any people that I've grown the most appreciation doing this for, it's these two.
I think they're up
like
there for
really
me.
Really fucking funny.
Love them. Love
you
him.
Didn't have to say that, Slick. You don't have to. You can't insult me, Nikolai Volkoff. Welcome to Western Europe, not Eastern Europe.
Now, how long for Gene says it says Iron Sheik's like real name and all this shit?
Khosrow, sorry, something like that. Yeah. 1986 games or whatever.
Yes, he was invited to Iron Sheik.
I thank you, Min Jin.
1968. I respect you.
He's speaking Russian this week.
Good.
I just said if I come here in Europe, I only come for one reason, that is to wrestle, to show all one who is the really
wouldn't he be a
champion.
Big bad guy in Europe, Russia, you would think?
In Western Europe?
Yeah.
From Iran,
even
Iron
more
Sheik.
Than Sheiky.
Yeah.
Iron Sheik, welcome to Western Europe.
Yeah, here we go.
You perhaps one of the most prominent
the
wrestlers ever to come out of the Middle East, and for that we thank you, former heavyweight champion and a former tag team champion. Welcome.
But thank you, Jin Min. I respect your opinion because you're an intelligent American man. You've
so
a library. You read about all country, Persia, and Soviet Union. Europe
Soviet.
Is not too new to me. I'm traveling Europe since 18 years old.
See?
I'm the youngest Persian Iranian. I traveled for Greco-Roman and freestyle with my partner, Nikola Volkov, since 18 years old.
Europe
is not new to me. But
both
all
of us.
European people, they love this.
Where have you been in Europe, specifically?
Well, anywhere you name it. From England to the Persuadian, Norwegian,
Copenhagen,
Copenhagen, exactly. Well, what are you trying to make fun of my English?
I just wanted to know if you've ever been to
Paris. Don't get spicy,
absolutely. Paris, I've been French all over. And intelligent Iranian
French.
People, a lot of thousand Muslim people.
Yep.
خدمت همه شنوندگان ایرانی عزیز و مسلم سلام عرض کنم. موفقیت شما را آرزو میکنم.
Yeah,
all
right. This is for the people at home.
Yeah,
his guys.
And
yeah,
from
his guys.
The strongest country, Nikola Volkov. We come to the Europe to show.
Thank you very much.
Hey!
Volkov. Slick.
Look at it.
I love it. I gotta turn this down. Yeah, see. Okay.
Oh, special flower shop. Here we go. Special edition, Joe.
The sets are just side by side.
Now we're gonna see which one's the. Well, they got podiums, Joe.
Who's gonna moderate this?
Oh, God.
Better not be Ken Resnick.
He's not gonna be able to control this.
Adorable.
You need Mean Gene for this.
Absolutely. Oh, please.
Gentlemen.
You need that, yeah. Piper's getting his face
He's got
hair.
A bag of tricks.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He's getting his face hair, Quinn. You know what I mean.
You think he's also going to tone down the insultiness? Like, he's going to go full baby?
On Adrian Adonis? No.
I don't know. We'll see. I feel like there's going to be some transition where he's going to be like, I'm a role model or whatever. Like, you know that's going to happen.
I don't know if that's until he comes back in 89.
Yeah.
This week, my special guest.
Or is he going to just be half Piper, half heel, half face?
I think.
Bob Cowboy Horton, the super.
AC Bob Cowboy Horton. Yes, that's his name.
Why does everyone get his name wrong?
Howdy, I don't know.
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody.
He's like me. For this week's flower
shot to have you out here. So wait, this is how this works? Opinion. What?
And who is the best? Television wrestling.
Well, they said they had to get it ready. They had to get both the sets.
That's what it is. But why is he just hosting the flower shop?
No, it's from his side, and then Piper's going to do his side.
With who?
One-on-one. Which show's better?
Speaking to the mic, Daddy. Point A.
Who's the guest?
That's what I'm saying. Well, he said... Adrian said Ace is his guest.
Who's Piper going to bring on as his guest?
I don't know.
What is he doing
with the play?
Just acting obnoxious.
I love Adrian Adonis, man. I love him. That's another guy.
By the way, like, nobody cares about this. Like,
nobody
it's like, shut up,
what's
Ace.
What's Bob Orton? Yeah. My appreciation for Adrian is shut up doing this. Oh.
Oh, boy.
You're on the wrong show.
You sure are an ugly son of an unnamed goat, aren't you, man?
That's very face Piper.
Mm-hmm.
Son of an unnamed goat.
You couldn't hold my jockstrap on your best day.
That's not nice. He loved AC. Remember? It's his bodyguard.
He's saying the face of things, Joe.
Yeah.
And the crowd's eating it up. You hear him? They're like, oh, my God. He said jockstrap.
I carried the load, Daddy. You did all the talking.
Daddy.
And you stole all the glory. You are the best.
I'm going to say stuff like, I'm going to kick your butt and all this.
Probably.
You made him a star. You made him a star.
Oh, boy.
You sold out, so that's okay because it's only money, and you don't mind wearing that. So something maybe like this would be much better on you, would it?
That's not. What does Piper's hang up with the hat?
Well, it represents that he sold out Piper.
True.
Oh, it offends him. Like it stings.
Called him an old cow.
If you don't like it and you're getting all perturbed, just try to calm down and. We'll try to fix you up there, huh?
He touched his boob.
The point is, my guest today is Bob Horton.
Horton. Yes, Horton.
I believe.
The point.
Did he carry? Did he
oh, he's carry. Losing it. See, he's not a real good host.
No.
It's being exposed.
Yep. Oh, we're going to go to the pit side now.
Crowd like that.
They did.
Yeah, he's acting like it's different now. He's acting like facey.
He is.
He's just like playing to the crowd.
I blame all of this on Mr. T for just sucking so badly in that feud where
that
he wasn't
everyone just
trying.
Like Piper better.
Yes, because remember that's where it started. Remember because T like was great in 85 and we loved T.
And he thought he was hot shit and he wore all that dumb crap the whole time.
Yeah. It was like, what did he? He kept bringing up one thing and I hated it. It was bad.
I am doing this for one reason.
What?
I am not trying to be the nicest guy in the world. I am not trying to run for president.
See?
What I think
can't run for president is Canadian. I mean, Scottish.
Prime Minister.
It's damn right sickening that.
What? I don't like that he wears a dress. That's what it is. Just, it's 86.
That's the 80s.
It's 86.
Like that and making out. Just a complete idiot of yourself.
Does it
like
have
that?
A strap, his hat? That's
yes.
Funny.
It is absolutely silly, so I
good thing he never
myself.
Knew about Gorgeous George, or he'd be
well,
losing it.
Yeah. He's supposed to be the big tough guy, right?
I understand it. I understand all of it. I'm just commenting on it, you know, trying to be humorous, really. Yeah.
That's okay, sweetheart. We don't want you tripping on your pantyhose. You just stay back there, honey.
Here we go.
I have for you a man.
Oh, who's his guest?
Just what we have is a contest here.
Yeah.
And I have a man who hosted the body shop in Jesse Ventura's absence.
Don Morocco?
He's
what?
A man of
really?
Note, and he's not
by the way, notice the Piper
wrestler,
pictures are nicer.
Yeah, he's friendlier.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he doing with a beard?
I love it. Whoa, that's awesome.
He's been gone for doing a tremendous job of imitating me, and I think that you're great, and thank you for being here.
Hey. Interesting, they bring
on
Donald P. for this.
Body star of the, it's a pit. There we go. Nya, nya, nya.
Well, I never considered myself actually as imitating you. Well, obviously because I don't stutter like you do. I can understand that. Not only that,
they want it so he can make fun of the heel.
Yeah,
because they can now they can reverse it.
Yeah, that's all it is. I'm just teasing. But Morocco looks great.
See the flower shop. You see it always had color. There's no color to this. There's that. See you later.
All right, that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know, you really got a lot of room to talk about clothes. You have one T-shirt, one skirt, and the little belt that
kilt.
You wear around. Kilt, excuse me. Oh, and I suppose think you're Don Johnson, huh? You're hanging around like
They're
this,
They're setting
huh?
up something.
I got my credentials. I put my time
I think Morocco
in.
Looks
I
great.
He looks
man.
Good.
You have never
He's ahead of his time, really.
Exactly.
You again. Let me tell you something. The flower shop, Mr. Morocco, you know yourself, is past. It is the greatest. It is the future. It is 1995. Look at the plant.
It is 1995,
How dreary
yes.
it is. My flowers, prize-winning petunias. Tulips, fantastic.
They dump water on his head or something goofy.
Something.
I always like to keep a little something
more,
for my guests.
More bras or whatever.
I thought you might like this. Sure.
Doesn't he wear
and
tights
I
like
think,
that anyway?
I think it only
Granny
be proper
panties.
Yeah. If you wear this where it belongs, and that's right on now, brother.
Look at Ace scrambling to take
like
it off.
The selling. I can't get it off. Like, it's so hard.
On this show. I thought this was my time to be interviewed as an intelligent individual, to be treated as a man who knew something about wrestling talk shows. You've turned this into a cartoon, and what I am trying to stop.
This is such
a
serious act. Like, they're playing it
serious.
That's
all these hosts fighting with each other. I know about this, Don Morocco.
Morocco, what's a good point?
I have children! I have children! I don't want my children watching this idiot!
It's just funny how society has changed, you know what I mean? Because Piper would be the heel nowadays.
Yeah, now everyone's just like, he's right. Like, look at his values or whatever.
Yep.
That's why his ratings are that much higher. That's why he is that much more of an intelligent individual than yourself. So you want to
Ace clapping.
You want to tell me, Rowdy Roddy Piper, just how bad you can be. I've known him, and I've known
He knows how to be being bad. He's the Prince of Darkness or whatever.
It's true.
Let me tell you something, fatso. You just...
There's the facey jokes.
Who am I calling fatso? Take your choice.
Hey. Oh, good. Uh-oh. Yeah, beat him down.
Wow.
Let me guess, he's going to somehow no-sell all of this in like a minute.
Or somebody's going to make the save.
No one likes him. Good! Knocked him on his ass.
I'm trying to think who doesn't like Adrian or Don Morocco, though.
No one seems to mind them that much. Like, Tito probably still doesn't like Don Morocco from all their years of history. Oh, look, they're ripping his kilt off. Good, beat him down.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. No one's particularly nice in this, but like Adrian wasn't that mean.
Is this setting up some injury angle of some kind?
I don't think so.
Like, is he going to be out for a couple weeks because of a leg injury?
Oh, look at that. The Piper's, that's why he gets the fancy set, Quinn.
Right.
That's
wow.
why. Can I say, do you think this is the genesis of the Orton Morocco team? Or are they only a team? No, they're a team for a while in 87.
That would make sense from here.
Right? Where, like, Fuji just, like, saunters in and manages both of them. This is a very light beatdown, by the way. They're just, like, lightly tapping him the whole time.
Well, don't want to... Oh, look, they're putting the makeup on.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Jimmy's got his wrestling trunks on.
This is...
Still.
You know what this is doing? It's
what?
Cementing that Piper's a face.
Absolutely.
That's what they're doing.
With four guys here? Yeah, absolutely.
Like, let's get all the heels to beat him up, and then everyone's going to be like, oh, we know Piper's the good guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
I think it's well done, though. This has been entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Things are happening. Have you noticed?
If before it was just like, it was like a suggestive that he was the face, now it's like full blown.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
He's the face now.
Have you noticed Vince also? And this, he would not do this later with
Look
certain
at Jimmy.
Things. I know. Vince is not talking over this.
Mm-hmm.
Like later when Hogan gets beat down on Brother Love, you know, Vince will commentate it. He's there.
I
like this.
I'm a little surprised that they didn't try to link him up with another face here. Like
not
that
yet.
Somebody didn't come.
I think it's just one piece of the story. You know
right.
what I mean?
They're, yeah.
Because remember, no one really likes Roddy Piper.
Right.
Truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't like anybody, really.
Yeah, but this is where you turn that. This is where you're going to start to
they will.
Find some allies, right?
They will.
He promised us last week he had a big surprise, so we're told the Slickster standing by.
Okay, I know what it is.
Daddy, you know, just like I promised last week, the Slickster's got the biggest surprise of all time. He's got the biggest surprise, the surprise that'll knock sight into the blind and knock weight off the fat daddy. Just hold on to your pants, because the Slickster's going to deliver.
Is it going to be in-ring?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's what I think it is, yeah.
4-1 fall. In the ring to my left, from Atlanta, Georgia, weighing 286 pounds, William Tabb.
Oh, that is William Taft.
William Howard Taft.
The president of the United States?
Here we go. There he is.
Oh. Already?
Yeah. Already.
Natural Reed?
Natural Reed.
250 pounds. Here is the natural.
So there you go, Butch Reed.
Wow, now, man, everyone's just showing up.
Coco a couple weeks ago. Now Butch Reed. Tell you what.
I always love natural Butch Reed because the blonde hair is like so it's
obnoxious.
Insane. It's like an obnoxiously bleached blonde.
Yes,
like, it's like
very.
So loud.
I don't think Butch Reed liked bleaching his hair either. But
it's like yellow.
It's not even like,
isn't bleach blonde supposed to be like silvery?
Depends on how often you bleach it.
I say.
How long, I mean.
Right, it's the length, right?
For how long you keep it in. So, John Bonello, the referee. It'll be interesting to see Butch Reed's entire WWF run start to finish because I don't know much about it. I've only seen him at, you know, a couple of pay-per-views.
I gotta say, I always like the look. I think he looks like a superstar, quite honest with you.
I like him in Doom.
Yeah.
With Ron Simmons.
I've always liked him in general.
He
has a good look.
Good look? I don't think he's bad in the ring.
Yeah.
And I always, you know, I've seen a little bit of his Mid-South stuff, you know, when he was Hacksaw Butch Reed. I liked him there.
Yeah.
Oh, going for a pump handle, gut break. No, it was a gut buster.
I was always like a low key fan. Like he's not my favorite of all time or anything, but like
ooh, quick work of a Mr. President there.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind his work.
No,
I think he's pretty okay.
He's fine.
I beg your pardon.
Look at that. Jumping high five.
There. So they're just like, look at this guy. He just beat the shit out of that dude. Like that's like what they were doing.
Fine debut, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, look at the muscles.
Look at it. Look at him.
Put him at Slick. I thought that was Vince laughing for a second.
It sounds like it. You notice, though, just Slick managing him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we've established now that Slick is bringing in his
now
own guys.
Now Slick has a 100% owned guy.
And we saw Blassie in that European promo, but even Richard was saying we're probably not seeing Blassie much more now.
Right.
Maybe one more time or something.
So Natural Reed is here now. Mm-hmm.
You know who else retires soon, right? In the managerial role.
Captain Lewis?
Yeah, very soon. October, I think.
That's more of a like transitioning to getting roles in Hollywood, though, right?
Yeah, I think so. He just leaves.
Yeah. I don't blame him.
I don't blame him.
He's got an iconic thing still left to do.
Well, that, he does have to become a plumber.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's got a very important thing to do.
Very important. Is this Action Joint in Progress?
This looks like it's on Best of the WWF Volume 100 or
that
something.
That Chiron did. Yeah. Is this the feature? I think it is.
Well, it is. Jimmy Jack is like a real thing. Like, he's not a jobber.
That's true. Now, you notice Tito's hair is getting more and more mullety.
The more mullety, the better.
As we enter 87. That's right. Standing
armbar by Tito. I still think it takes till mid-87 until he's like full, like, good Tito.
Pretty much once he has to join Martel because Tom Zink. Then I love that version of Tito forever.
Right.
Nice arm drag by Tito on a Jimmy Jack.
It's the one we all love.
It is one we all love. I got to say, Jimmy Jack Funk, Jesse Barr, I've watched him in all this. He's actually a pretty damn good worker.
I told you. I'm a fan. I didn't mind
him. What do you
mean
you told me? You
were
did?
Dogging on him when he first came in. I was like, he's fine.
He is fine.
He's not the best or anything, but he gets the job done.
I think it's just because he replaced Terry Funk that he has a bad reputation in this.
Yeah, he's just...
He's fine.
He's perfectly, like, acceptable.
Yeah. Nice monkey flip by Tito.
He obviously ain't going to get, like, a poosh or anything.
No, what's this?
Oh, the Spanish announcers.
Is Pedro over there?
Is that
I can't
Hugo?
See.
Early Hugo Spinach?
No, that's Pedro, right? I can't tell.
But who's the old man?
That's just some guy.
Pedro's not saying an awful lot. Yes, minutos de tiempo. Una caída lo que
ocurra primero bajo las lámparas del famoso Baltimore. So is that just to highlight that, like, Superstars is on in different languages or something?
Probably that and to... They're both wondering where the tequila sunrises are. Probably that and to just keep Pedro connected to everything.
I do. I always thought that they put that in there literally because if there's Spanish speakers to make them aware that there's a Spanish broadcast version.
You may be right about that.
Right?
Yeah.
Started off fast. But it doesn't make sense otherwise to put it like in there.
I think just to show their international flair, like you said, maybe too.
Yeah, but mainly for the Spanish speakers to make them aware that they can watch it in Spanish.
I don't know where that aired in the
U.S.
When
did the SAP button come to fruition?
They started mentioning it in 95, but that doesn't mean that's when it started. I don't think it was that late.
So I guess you'd have to find it. UHF, there was like Spanish versions of Superstars, I'm pretty sure.
Telemundo and Univision in our area. We're both UHF stations.
Right.
So Jimmy Jack dominating here, Quinn. I mean,
because this is like a real match or whatever.
It is a real match. Look at this. Dave Hebner's just putting in a lot of work officiating this one. Body slam by Jimmy Jack. Hard.
There we go.
I am over the moon that we are entering the last part of 86, though, because I know things start really picking up.
It's going to get glossy, too.
Yes. A lot of things. Flying elbow gets two. Thought that was a three.
Dave Hebner was not exactly counting at 1 second pace, in my opinion.
He like
was
giving it back to Vince, yeah.
Yeah, because Vince is like making shit up.
I know.
It's fucking dumb.
Look at Davis and what the hell? Fuck him! You know, and it's like he's just.
I'll say this, it fits into Jesse's thing that we start to learn about him that he's never the first to fire. You never notice that?
Not always. Sometimes he is.
Sometimes he is, yes. But that's why he's always insistent that he didn't do something first.
I know, because it's true. The other thing, too, about Jesse that I've noticed, it's subtle, but I've picked up on it. He has even more confidence behind the mic than he did before he left for Hollywood, and I'm sure it's because he knows now he's a hot commodity.
Right.
And he's probably just more comfortable being an announcer, but like the difference between like, you know, All-Star Wrestling Jess with Gorilla.
He's way better.
Yeah. He's like, this is where the Jesse Ventura that we know until 90 is formed,
right.
Is here with Vince, and he's really good.
I know that once Bruno's gone, he's really like on fire.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, slugfest erupting here. Tito getting the better of it.
I didn't think Jimmy Jack could make it through that.
I didn't think so either.
This is a lot for him.
It's a lot. This is a big ask, having him to try to beat Tito.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Sure, it's the feature. Sure, Jimmy Jack's not a jobber, but... Tito Santana. Former Intercontinental Champion.
I think this is all she wrote. Figure four coming up.
I think it's weird that he still does this.
I was just going to say that from the Valentine
feud. Not really. He was just doing it because of Valentine.
That's the only reason.
He hasn't been feuding with him in like over a year.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. About a year.
Hey, my big massive legs could never be put into a figure four.
Calm down.
There you go.
That crowd, that's all real crowd noise. They love him.
I'll say this. I always thought they waited too long to give Tito music.
When does he get that theme? 89?
89, 90 or something, yeah. It's way too late.
Well...
I mean, technically, I guess because he gets Strikeforce music, but like... I like the Strikeforce, the instrumental version, not the singing one.
Not the Jimmy Hart singing or whatever, yeah.
As an instrumental, it's very peppy. It's fine. Like,
I just always remember it from WrestleMania 4 and nobody cheering.
Mm.
You get a good listen to it because nobody's clapping.
Yeah, and I'm always like, what is this song? It's amazing.
I know. I like chewy bacon.
1 week away, the Boston Garden Saturday night.
We really love hyping Boston.
So tired of him.
Sika's gonna be there.
It's like a treat when I get Gene.
My favorite game is hide and seek.
He needs to cut his hair. It's too long.
It is a little too straw-like.
Yeah.
Looks like 1992 Tom Petty.
He looks like he should work on the Sports Channel.
Yeah, the Sports Channel.
You know,
not even ESPN.
Yeah,
the original Sports Network channel. Yeah.
Six-man tag, the Giant John Studd, King Kong Bundy, and donning the tights. Bobby,
gets
the brain
three machines.
It's not whispering this time, which is weird.
No, not as much.
Third machine this night. From Scotland, the one and only the Piper Machine.
Who could that be? Well, these guys are always entertaining.
Unbelievable night.
Mushy, mushy, hi, dozo, Mitsubishi, hi. Hinan-san, one small, scotchy braino. Not so smart as he think.
Now, is that Mulligan?
Boston. That's Mulligan.
Piper B.
Good.
New machine.
He is fun.
Maybe things change now.
Why did we never know?
We have very exciting
how good this guy was. Uh-oh.
Big Machine and myself.
Both of these guys could talk.
Now with
I knew Billy
Eady
could.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Remember at Barbecue.
Bundy,
before that, I mean.
And manager, Weasel. Also, stablemate, George Animal Steel.
George Animal.
Opportunity to capture the Intercontinental belt in his tight match.
I'm glad that they're letting Blackjack do something.
So am I. Oh, hey.
Hey.
Animal rules.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Savage. No. You get hurt bad. Machine say.
Hi.
George. Beat Savage. Take Elizabeth.
No.
And.
No.
Championship.
Fine.
Take trip to Japan.
Oh, wow.
Say bye-bye.
They're going to take him to Japan?
Animal. Big Machine understand
okay, wait,
animal.
I'm blanking on a name, and it's really bugging me.
Pardon?
Who's the guy I like with the bad hair? He was a heel in 82, and then he turned face because he reffed.
He was a heel? Oh, Swede Hansen?
Can they get Swede Machine?
Stop it. He's not coming back ever.
Joe, that would work. He can talk.
He can. He's yeah. fun. I like Swede.
Swede Machine would be... Oof.
It'd be something.
That would be like chef's kiss.
You think, huh?
With Mulligan. Not only Mulligan Machine.
Bill Eady and Swede Hansen. But
Piper Joe, Machine. That's like a dream team.
Come to our assistance.
There's like fucking amazing.
There's a Piper Boston Machine?
Garden.
Who's that?
Much history.
He's coming.
Boston Garden.
Never heard of
very
him.
Very exciting. Basketball, hockey. Now, most exciting.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, look.
Oh.
See.
Harry.
See.
Harry.
Just see.
Yes, what you want?
See.
See.
Camera. Look, camera. Hey. Yay.
Yeah. Look at Ken playing it off, though, like looking at like, what?
October the 4th. You heard it.
Come to thing.
I'm still not tired of the Machine's promos, believe it or not.
Great.
I'm fine with it.
I just, I think Swede Machine is like where we need to go with this.
They missed the boat, you think, yeah. huh? What happened?
They call him like Extra Machine or something.
Extra Machine?
Yeah.
What? Oh, Piper's in trouble.
Oh, wow. There's a backstage segment.
Billy Jack and Tonga Kid. Oh, Haku? Whoa.
Get a doctor, Joe.
Get a doctor. They're trying to help
now,
you.
Now he has
Rod.
Friends, Joe.
Well, they're just compassionate people. Like
of
a murderer.
Tama would be his friend, though. Tama seems like he's friendly.
Didn't he hate him? Wasn't the feud with Tama in 85?
It's like Vegeta, Joe, from Dragon Ball. Like, he's now friends with him.
Watch your
former,
language.
Former enemies, now friends.
Somebody get a doctor!
So you gain respect for each other when you're rivals.
I don't think Roddy Piper respects anyone.
Quick, yeah, he's going to start to because he's like, I'm a big face now.
Hi, I'm nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Wonderful. Okay.
Every week he's going to be, I respect you and like all this shit. Now from going, he's going to not be Piper anymore and you know it. Like,
Oh, finally.
Oh, God.
We have to see this stupid ass.
Oh, Macho Man, though, to lighten the load.
Yes. When's the Macho Man? Speaking of loads. I know you had eyes
on her, McMahon. Already.
An update on Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Update.
Yeah, hopefully.
Is he hurt? What's going on?
Don't really care. There, oh, Hogan.
Jesse Ventura will interview no less than the
Whoa.
One and only
okay.
World Wrestling Federation champion.
That's a big deal.
Hogan.
So that should be interesting.
Yeah.
Next week. This is Vince McMahon.
All right, bye.
Good episode. Fun stuff, man.
Nice and quick.
Yeah. Now, the great unknown.
At least there's no TNT anymore.
Yes, this Richard is, cannot do that to us anymore.
We're safe.
Thank goodness. Let's skip.
Bomp, bomp. Here's the special music video thing. Every week.
Don't care, Vince.
It's not special if it's every week.
True.
More fucking action. Here we go.
Yep.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to,
welcome to my show.
Challenge, yep.
Oh,
thank God,
okay.
The first
already,
one of the two of them.
Already. They wasted no time with this.
One taping. Right here this hey, Rick Hunter's on the ring.
And this would be the team forever on this show.
Oh, yeah, for years. And then again.
I feel like that's like a weird, like, forgotten note is that Bobby was like commentating weekly, like, real early.
Yeah, 86.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Virgil.
Luscious Brown.
That's not his name.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan. Oh, it's Orndorff. Sorry. Always with the.
Yeah. Why is Mel Phillips ring announcing?
Why is Gorilla and Bobby like not saying anything?
Because they're letting the introduction happen. Well, because Bobby.
Oh, Bobby can't.
Oh, that means Johnny V's there, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Doesn't
or is it just Gorilla?
We'll find out.
Wow, they have Bobby on commentary, and they already have to make excuses why he's not there.
Yep.
Is Mr. Wonderful? Wonderful, really wonderful.
I can't believe it. You want to know why Mr. Wonderful is Mr. Wonderful? It's simple. All you got to do is take a look at him. Watch him in the ring. Watch him walk. Watch him dress.
I mean, he's fine.
It's a pretty rational explanation.
Very calm.
Yeah. That's Mr. Wonderful.
Look at Luscious Brown over there. He looks ready.
I didn't know he was here at this point.
I did, but I didn't know it was this, you know. I knew he'd...
Johnny V, what is this? Johnny, am I going to have to put up with this? He's going to keep that.
Well, everybody knows
Richard,
that's
Mr. Wonderful. Can't you give us Bobby commentary? Like, why?
Let's listen to John.
Oh, Orndorff, everybody knows that's Bobby the Brain.
Hi, Christian.
In. Who's this guy over here who's using my
Look, there they are.
Out here, Luscious? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
This half-wit Skycap out here.
No, that's not his
He's
name.
Mad about the name.
Lucius.
Oh, it's Lucius.
Yeah,
okay.
Is he a Greek fortune teller?
Not Luscious. Lucius.
That's
Stop right.
It.
There's only one Luscious. That's a JV right here.
It's great, Quinn.
Go to the bank with that. You can bet on that.
Nobody calls him the JV.
Like, he called himself that once, and it was now, and that's it. That's the only time.
Were we supposed to know about that nickname?
No. Another history lesson by the great Gorilla Monsoon.
Well, Pearl Harbor
self-professed
job.
Historian. Parts of Canada.
Pause it for 1 second. How long and what's the over under? How many minutes do you think until the nightmare in Rosemont gets mentioned?
Depends on how long the match goes, but right. I would say about 94 seconds.
Okay,
let's find out.
New York
back shot on the world's champion Hulk Hogan to.
Look at that lat spread there, Monsoon. There's a body for
Look
you.
That.
If Hulk Hogan has a video or VCR is watching this broadcast, Hulk Hogan,
he should tape
this
it.
Is the master.
He should. He should keep up.
You no. Whenever you two meet up, there's no doubt
there's
about it.
The
Another
Federettes.
One of our beautiful Federettes. Nobody yep. ever questioned Johnny B. The wrestling ability or the physique of Paul Orndorff. But we
okay.
certainly
you know we're waiting
ceiling.
For it.
Yeah.
To these ignorant people out here.
I see the ceiling.
Vindictive, jealous people.
The capacity crowd on hand once again here this week in the World Wrestling Federation. And
it is a capacity crowd.
It's a great looking show.
This doesn't even look that different from Superstars.
I know.
Like, it's like,
it's good.
Lucius Brown supplying the competition.
Lucius.
It is Lucius.
We get a clean break. Oh, referee stepping right in between there. Lucius taking advantage of the situation.
That
with
was
the
his name, really? Or is that just like some stand-in one-time only Brown. Name?
I don't know if he wrestles more than once under this. Oh, hot shot.
Right on that top rope.
I'll say this. People forget this, but Virgil was jacked.
Oh,
this
yeah.
guy. He's like, it's huge.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Here with your broadcast there, Monsoon. And I'll tell you something right now. It does my heart good to see a great athlete like the great Paul Orndorff. No doubt about it. Not goes your old buddy here.
Look Johnny V's not doing bad, Quinn. You can never give him credit.
Because he's unprepared.
I know.
Preventing him from doing
but he's
that.
Good.
You give him credit for like basic shit because he's so bad.
The bar is really low for
yeah.
JV, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Clothesline them right on the steel railing surrounding the ring here. And Orndorff
I mean, Gorilla's doing like 90% of the commentary.
Gorilla's motor mouthing this, yeah. I think, so Johnny V doesn't talk.
He'll prompt him with the nightmare thing.
Mr. Lucian Brown, he's sort of feeling the mojo workout on his back.
And that's why we don't let him talk. Right there.
Lucian Brown not mounting any offense.
Mojo workout. Clothesline by Orndorff. Has Mr. Brown gotten any offense?
No, because it's a squash match.
I'm aware of the concept. Okay, all right.
Brain's probably like, don't, you know, Brain doesn't like when his guys do this, by the way. You ever notice that? I've noticed that common
yeah,
thread.
He's realistic. He's yeah. like, don't waste fucking time.
Yeah.
There, oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
The only one I ever saw him okay with it for is Rick Rude.
Occasionally.
Because he liked when Rude did the swivel.
The posing,
or
yeah. Look at that.
You can count to 500, baby.
Decisive victory for Paul Orndorff. Decisive.
He didn't bring it up. He didn't bring up the Rosemont.
No.
Watch I say that like as he...
By the way, the Rosemont.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really such a homer. Like it's like I don't like Mr. Wonderful.
Why, what? Volkov, what?
We're the World Wrestling Federation Tag
oh,
Team Champions, the British Bulldogs, and we're waiting for you.
Wow.
Dynamite's mullet's getting good.
Time. Yeah.
All we wanted to wrestle the best, and you are one of the best.
Sheik and Volkov with Blassie and Slick.
Wait, this is like a real match. What's going on here?
It is feature.
Tag team champion.
Very feature.
And of course, as we yeah. stated earlier on, this
so
is
we just can have features every week? Is this a new thing?
I guess so. Non-title.
Like on every show, there's features
for a while.
Put the belt on the line. Show
there's Bobby.
Intestinal fortitude.
Bobby's right. They should put the belts on the line.
The World Wrestling
Championship Committee
decides when it is a title and when it is a non-title. The British Bulldogs.
That's fucking bullshit, man. There's challenges made all the time.
I know. Bobby, I don't believe that.
Yeah, me either.
Jack Tunney a free trip on the Concorde over to England or something. Pop for a trip.
The cheapskate himself at ringside for this one. The fascia plate. And Slick.
Blassie's not cheap.
No, he said Slick. I mean, Blast. No, sorry. Blassie's
a cheapskate.
He's not cheap. Is he? They never use that. Lock up here with Davey Boy Smith. Nice fireman's carry by Arn. Shaking my head scissor.
Blassie started saving for his retirement.
I don't blame him. He's smart.
You don't need to like bother him about that.
No.
He's going to be on a fixed income.
That's a very fixed income. Like Nana.
Yeah.
All right. Big right by Sheik.
You don't get on people's case for that, Gorilla, when they're saving up.
I know.
Any restaurant in the world, you name it.
Look out, Irish whip in, nice shoulder block.
Well, we have Gorilla and Bobby, which makes it more fun to listen to the commentary at least, right?
Better.
It is. Oh!
Look at the Sheiky move there. Do you see that jump?
Yeah. Nice hip toss by Dave Smith.
I like to remind people that Sheik used to be able to like move around.
He's a good worker.
Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah.
Body slam by Davey. He went to the dynamite for the tag. It's funny.
I just think it's a common misconception because Sheiky would get in there later and he can't walk.
Oh, yeah, from like Colonel Mustafa onward, he's terrible. But
he used to go, man.
So can Volkov.
Yeah.
He wasn't that bad in some of this earlier stuff. Nice atomic.
Just age, you know?
Yep. And injury.
Yeah.
Wow, they're just kicking the Sheik's ass, Quinn.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Not now.
Good. Pointy boot.
Sheik always kind of lets you get a couple on him, and then he beats the shit out of you.
Right to lower leads there. Irish whip by the Sheiky.
Pointy boots.
Pointy boot. Backdrop. Good.
I feel like the pointies have gotten like more exaggerated over time. Like, look how pointy they are today.
They're like obnoxiously pointy. Yeah. Look at Nikolai's socks or whatever those are. What is that?
That's his sports socks, though. Because, you know, if you sweat, you got to have the higher ones so that you sweat even more.
Oh, so you sweat more?
Right, because then you lose more weight. See? Then you can keep weight.
I think it's about cooling, isn't it?
Oh, that too.
Okay, just double check.
Because if they're wet, then you're cool. You know, that's what sweat does. That's like the natural reason for it.
The natural Butch Reed.
That's actually what it is.
Okay. All right, Irish whip by Volkov on dynamite. Knee to the guts. Oh, and now he's looking for a tag to Sheik.
It makes you run faster, I think. Plus the circulation, you get better circulation.
What happens here? Do they win clean? Is that why we're seeing this? Like Sheik and Volkov?
Maybe. I mean, good. It's non-title.
Good.
Or maybe it's like a count-out win.
Bobby. No, Gorilla didn't sell it. Bobby said, they're ugly, those English people.
No.
What do you mean, well? I suppose Bundy and Studd are a couple of beauties. There we go.
That's what Bobby does.
I know. Could be all over here now.
Dynamite, they're going to do the thing where they're going to get the Bulldogs and going to get the big win here, right?
I would think so, right?
Because then they don't have to like suggest that Sheik and Volkov are fighting them anymore.
Like, this is the end of them is like anything that matters?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, it really might be. Here comes a hot tag to Davey, who's still in the Navy, by the way.
I feel
backdrop.
Like this division, the tag division, because there's so many people in it now.
Yeah.
I think they should start having like non-title feuds.
Yeah, that.
You know what I'm saying?
Do they? They do. Eventually.
Like Hart Foundation versus somebody else, like Killer Bees, and it's just like a constant feud.
They do eventually have more than one
like
tag title feud. Yeah. Islanders and Can-Am Connection.
Yeah.
/ Strikeforce is one.
But I think because now we have enough people, right? I think the time is right to start having like interdivision feuds.
I think so. We're there now.
Yeah.
You still got the American Express lingering around, too, if you need some jobber teams.
Don't bring that up. Yeah, they could job. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, but for the jobbers, you can always have Brooklyn Brawler with somebody or whatever. And
true.
Like that's fine.
I agree.
You don't always, but now you can start to have interdivision matches.
I agree. Look at that. In the ring here, Volkov with Davey, I believe. I didn't get a good look. Yeah. Here comes Dynamite, though. So what happens here?
I don't know.
A double count out? Wait a minute. Oh, scoop the leg. Sheik fell on him. Fell on Dynamite.
Oh, my God.
One, two, three.
Yeah.
All right.
There's our boys. They got a team. They got a win there.
Listen.
Oh, give me a break.
I missed it, Monsoon. What happened?
What a miscarriage of justice.
Classic. Look at the hug.
This means they get a title shot again. They beat him.
Yeah.
They earn their way back up to the top, Joe.
Good. Team's great.
I didn't see them.
They got this brain trust out there.
Yeah. this consortium.
It's like the think tank of wrestling. Slick and Blast.
I love it. You've seen it right here. Gorilla hates it, of course.
Like barely did it. What is
I'll be proving to be too much.
Thank God.
Here we go.
Dorchester. Bye. Would you handle the rest of this particular segment? I've got a very important phone call. If I don't make it now, I'm not going to catch the guy.
The opposite.
Yep. Yeah, for me, it does. Sure.
Well, coming up later in the program, I am going to show everybody exactly
Hello.
Who is on my surprise.
Yes.
I have
Who's on
film
his surprise?
Of this wrestler.
Yeah, let me speak to
the most disgusting human being I know.
Yes, Leonard Sr.
I'm going to completely make a fool out of him. I have
We're
going to
watch a gorilla match?
I've what? Gone into yeah, the archives. I have on. Everything now going my way. So later on in the program, I'm
watch,
going
it's like
to
gorilla
show
winning
this.
Or something, yeah, so we look stupid.
The audience out
it's like
here,
some huge
really
victory for Gorilla Monsoon in
Bobby
like the 70s.
I bet you it's Bobby switched the tape and it's him. I mean, Gorilla switch the tape and Bobby looks stupid.
Maybe.
And right now.
Yeah, I can handle that.
Interview now, right? Right?
Huh?
Interview now.
Yes.
Right?
Interview.
Yeah.
Or
interview
Gorilla
right
won't
now.
Be paying attention or something.
Maybe.
He can be on the phone and miss
everything.
It.
Maybe.
No, then Brain looks like an idiot.
Well, Gorilla, many times here in the World Wrestling Federation, we must
Ken's corner here, the special on primetime.
We must say thank you to your fellow broadcaster, if you will, Bobby the Brain Heenan, for allowing us the privilege of talking to, as he refers to them, the team that cannot be slammed, King Kong
These guys
Bundy
are funny,
and the giant
usually.
John Studd. I'm okay with it.
That's right. You can't fit in here, right?
Not
enough room.
Didn't you say Giant John Studd's almost gone, too?
It's not much longer. It's the end of the year.
At least Andre could feud with somebody else, finally.
Yeah, I wonder who.
A giant stud, 7 foot plus, nearly 400 pounds of solid muscle.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
why I'm the giant. Another reason why I'm the giant is I got rid of who, Redneck?
Andrea
the giant.
Redneck.
And now we have King Kong Bundy. Take a good look at him, man. 6 foot seven, 6 foot eight. What is it, Bundy? What do you weigh today?
6 foot seven, 488, stud.
488.
You know what I
want
to say?
Partner hyped up his height.
I
like
love
that.
It.
Every time I watch primetime, and I watch it all the time.
Oh, he watches
Super,
it.
You're always giving Bobby the Brain some trouble. One of these times, me or the giant stud might be there with
Ooh,
Bobby.
Girl, better not
make
F
sure
around.
Goes just
They're big
the
guys.
Yeah,
and
that's not good.
If you ever want to take that jacket off and step in the ring with either one of us, just let us know.
Gorilla would fight both of them.
He
wouldn't care.
He would.
I'll take you both on.
I know.
I'm big.
Why is Bundy challenging me? I'm retired. Why is he challenging me? Why is Fair. Paul Orndorff for getting all bent out of shape with me? I'm just a commentator.
Yeah, but you understand, the backbone of the Heenan family, the brains of everything that happens is me. And every week I'm out here. I know you have something to do with jimming up those phones so they don't work for me.
On.
I know
come
you
on.
Have friends in the control room.
You know it's true, though.
It is
I'm
true.
Bobby's right.
Later. Yeah. The Hart Foundation,
talking.
Along with Rotundo and Spivey.
I don't
want to
go. You stay right here.
I don't want to see that. That's good.
Well, wrestling fans, aside from the big surprise from Bobby the Brain Heenan, that about wraps it up this week here for Prime.
Roll
it. Wait
we didn't get it. Okay,
roll it.
Next week, I want to make you all aware that we will be on next Thursday. That'll be our time, starting next week here on Prime Time next Thursday. You know,
dog show or something.
Took the old TNT
slot. I get the connotation that it has something to do with me. And the surprise from you having something to do with me, I really don't care to watch.
No, you got to watch this.
I'm not going to watch it.
Roll it now. Roll it now. Quick. Come on.
I think Gorilla switched something.
Roll it.
That's what that call was.
You want to roll the tape?
Roll it now. Roll it now. Wait a minute.
That's Bobby getting beat up by Hulk at WrestleMania.
No. Turn that off. Turn that off!
Oh, this is
Turn
cool.
that off!
This.
Hey, who's the director in there? Get
I knew it was
going to
be
now.
Like Bobby gets beat up by somebody.
Terrific.
That's not the tape I had. That's not the tape I ordered. No. That's not the tape I ordered.
Maybe,
Don't I have any control out here?
Big surprise.
Wait Bobby Pratt falling all over the place.
Look. A particular piece
no,
of
it is.
Oh, there
you go. I'm sick and tired of this. Week after week after week, somebody's out here to get me. Somebody's out here to make a fool
Bobby does get the screw often on this show.
He's also not nice.
Yeah, but it's all like he wants revenge for like the initial screw. Remember, he was like fine at the beginning?
True. True.
The whole show's about him just getting like more angry as time goes on.
True.
I had the highlights of your career out here. What have you got here? That's what I gave the guy in the back.
This particular piece of tape here is what
is
you had in mind.
Is he that dumb that he can't understand what I told him?
Oh, my God,
okay,
Bobby.
Okay.
Do you honestly believe that for 1 second that you can get up and pull the wool over the eyes of me? Give me a break.
Yes, I can.
I've been around this business for over
I don't care what you've been around.
Give me a break,
I'm
Bobby.
Sick and tired of those makeshift phones they bring out here that don't work.
Good. You want to call somebody?
Bobby, is something wrong?
No, there's another guy talking to me.
Kerwin just pipe in.
That's the big guy from upstairs. That's the big guy from upstairs.
This Glenn, guy I had canned. He's
tremendous
back.
Job, Len. Excellent.
You walk away Glenn. From me when I'm
I don't know who Glenn
interview.
Is, but
week after
apparently
week after
he
after
made
week,
fun of Bobby
somebody
too.
Somebody tries to make a fool of me. You know, I don't need you people to do that to me.
No, you can do it all by yourself.
You're damn. No, I can't do it.
You're doing a good job of it. Absolutely.
Stop. Can you put this back on? Can somebody roll this for me?
Highly unlikely.
No, that's the worst human.
Play it
no,
again.
No, yes.
Let's just replay it in slow-mo.
Roll it.
Don't anybody in slow-mo. Anything.
So good.
Bobby the Weasel Heenan being crushed by the world's heavyweight champion.
Well, that isn't going to be a champion
and
much
look
longer.
It, dressed in black.
I told you you were.
Oh,
black.
Jesse's mic making an appearance.
What's the dressed in black an implication that he peed his pants or something?
I have no idea.
I don't know what that is.
So long.
I don't know.
Gorilla just,
happy.
Okay, bye.
He's laughing for real, whatever Bobby was doing.
It's because Bobby makes such a scene. That's what that always makes Gorilla laugh, is if Bobby makes a whole freaking scene.
He sold that like that was the worst thing that ever happened
I know,
him.
It's not really that major.
That
but,
they played a piece of tape,
yeah,
you know? Anyway, we hope you guys like this one. This is a fine way to close out April and close out September of 86.
Wow.
Yes. We'll be back next week to kick off October and Quinn's favorite month, your birthday month, in fact, May.
Yeah.
May of 2024.
May 2024. There we go.
Yeah, that'll be coming up. In the meantime, we have the Saturday Night's Main Event from October coming out in about 2 weeks or so. And next weekend, we have In Your House, A Cold Day in Hell, which everyone loves that show and watches it all the time.
It's a very popular show.
Very popular. And again, the encouragement here, the suggestion is if you visit patreon.com/OVP podcast, you'll get everything we've ever done.
All the stuff.
On Patreon. For free for a week. We're talking War to Settle the Score, Brawl to End It All,
wow.
WrestleMania 1, all the canon stuff, and all the pay-per-views, all the 80s ones, all these early 90s ones, Rumble 92, all these things. Try it free for a week. It would really mean a lot to me and mean a lot to Quinn. And if you're not going to keep it, just cancel it. We don't get upset. It's totally fine. We understand. It's a free trial.
Right.
That's how they work. They're free.
It's free.
We're cool with it. So thank you guys for being here. I guess, Quinn, the most important thing to say here, please remember to keep your feet warm, your seltzer cold, put on Sinatra and Start to Cry,
right.
And most importantly, drive defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Until next week on the Canon, this is Joe Morata and Michael Quinn wishing you the very best.
See ya.